morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Good morning. It is Monday, June 23rd. It is a warm one out there already. 75 degrees and muggy feeling. I love the heat. I don't like the humidity. But it's officially summertime, so I guess we're going to have to just deal with it. Good morning. Good morning. Wade with the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow Barron County is my co-host. Hello. Hello. Welcome back, my friend. Hello.
Okay. Hey, how's it going? Sorry. There's like, I can hear the delay in this ear. That's weird.
Really?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Sorry.
I'm not sure what's going on.
It's not that big of a deal.
Okay.
I was also distracted.
It's squirrel.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
You doing good this morning?
I'm good. All right. Did not want to get out of bed. It is muggy. It feels like Florida this morning. Like when you walk out and it just kind of takes your breath away.
Yeah.
And my glasses get all fogged up.
Fogged up. Yeah.
Awful.
I know.
But like you said, what are you going to do? It's officially summer.
It is officially summer.
It's here.
Yes.
And can't complain too much.
I already have certain friends on Facebook talking about fall, and I'm like, y'all need to quit. Let me just have a few days of summer before you start pushing fall in my face.
I do love fall. I wish it was fall all year.
I like fall too.
Yeah.
But
it's my favorite.
Closer to fall. I want my summer for a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's say thank you to all of our sponsors this week. We have the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow Barron County, Buttercup Lane Gifts. We also have our Wellness Wednesday sponsor, which is Fuller Life Counseling Partners, Jesse Muse Realtor Auctioneer with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company, and Habitat for Humanity Restore. Phone number is 270-651-3000. 651-3000 if you'd like to call in and join our conversation. If you have a question about any of our sponsors, you can call in as well and ask those, and we'll do our best to answer them for you. So summer camp going on at the club right now in full swing.
Busy, busy.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got kids from about 8 o'clock to 5:30, literally. So there's a lot of excitement at the club. These kids, you know, depending on their age group and whatnot, go on field trips every single day. I was going to tell you where they were going today, but I can't remember off the top of my head. So.
I was actually going to ask you, where are they going?
I could probably find out.
So they have a field trip every day?
Every day, like different age groups.
Mm-hmm.
The club does one field trip every day, and that, like, I think today is our youngest kids, they go somewhere. And then next youngest, and then middle ground, and then older, and then the teens go on Fridays.
That gives them something to look forward to each day.
Yeah, they're always excited. They always ask, you know, is my group going on a field trip today? Where are we going?
Like, the field trips, are they just like fun summertime stuff or educational or both?
Both.
Yeah.
So I know that they go to extreme gymnastics for a couple hours. They've been to Ralphie's. Let's see. They've been to the Corvette Museum.
Ooh, that's a good one.
They've been to the Kentucky Science Center. And I actually got to go this past Friday. Savannah and I took the teens to the Kentucky Science Center. Nice. So that was cool for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
They've been a bunch of different places.
Well, good.
Yeah.
That gives them some experience and maybe go to some places that they may never get the opportunity to go.
Yeah, the Corvette Museum. I think the kids that went to the Corvette Museum a couple weeks ago had a blast. Like, they came back, every one of them had a little little Matchbox car of a Corvette, and they all got a poster. And it's a neat thing to be able to offer.
Have you been through the Corvette Museum? Have we talked about this?
I think I went like in school.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it. It's been that long ago.
Yeah. I was in there last week, and I went in there to meet Mariah for lunch. We ate at Stingray Grill, which is so good.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about that and seen your Facebook post.
Yeah, it was delicious, and I didn't have time to go for a tour, and of course she had other responsibilities as well, so I told her I was going to set a time and come down and actually go through the museum, because it's been several years since I've been through it all.
Maybe the church went one year. I want to say maybe the church went or the car club. I can't remember.
I don't remember.
When I was a kid.
Of course, I do not remember that at all, but doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So, all right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. We'll talk a few moments about Buttercup Lane Gifts and all the pretties that she has in store. If you are looking for something maybe for the 4th of July, or if you're wanting to add some summer touches to your home, you can stop by Buttercup Lane Gifts and find all kinds of fun things. She has those, the Golden Rabbit, which is really good for grilling, camping, outdoor cooking. And I used the Golden Rabbit. I had the pan, the Golden Rabbit pan. I guess that was yesterday morning. I was making my quiche for the week, and I've started adding sweet potatoes to my quiche, which it brings it up to a whole other level of flavor. You wouldn't think, but do you like sweet potatoes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sweet potato pie?
Yeah.
Shut
yeah.
your mouth.
So we get them frozen. They're already cut up in these, you know, rectangle shapes. And I roasted a couple of bags of those in the oven yesterday morning, because we eat those all week long. And I threw some in my quiche yesterday morning. But my whole point of all this is that I was able to put two full bags of sweet potatoes in this Golden Rabbit pan and pop them in the oven and baked them. And oh my gosh.
So Golden Rabbit's a brand.
It is a brand. Okay. Yes, gotcha. It is. It's kind of a, I don't know, it's, you know, the camping, like the camping mugs, you know, that have that look about them. Mm-hmm. It looks a little bit like that.
Like a blue, sparkly.
Yeah, thing. Like the mingled looking. Yeah. Yes, that's, they have several different colors.
Pioneer style.
Something, yes, like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I don't know that that's correct.
Campfire mug. No, that's not right.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Very cool.
The name of it has actually left me. But anyway, they have that brand, which is very, very popular. And Happy Everything, that's a very popular brand where you can get the plates or the charcuterie boards, and you can buy the attachments for those. Those make really nice gifts, or if you just want something to add to your decor. Pampa Bay Steel and White, I think. She also has some other platters and that sort of thing, which make really nice wedding gifts. I know we have a lot of folks that are getting married and having wedding showers and all of those things. She does have some baby items, too. So if you are going to a baby shower, you might want to swing by there and pick up something. She has new inventory arriving all the time. And coffee mugs, if you are looking for any kind of coffee mug, let me tell you, she's got them. Lots of different coffee mugs. These beautiful candle holders. Oh, my gosh. Those are gorgeous. Lots of 4th of July platters and signs and toppers. And the Golden Rabbit, she has some of the blue and white. She has Kentucky Wildcat coffee mugs, some beautiful pillows, stuff for men like body wash and soaps and that sort of thing, barbecue sauces, anything for summer like that. She has a whole section of those things. The Ronaldo jewelry is very beautiful. And she offers complimentary gift wrapping. So if you are needing something and you're waiting till the last minute like I do sometimes, you can go by there, pick out your gift, and she'll wrap it for you. So Buttercup Lane Gifts. Betsy will be in with us tomorrow. She's located at 213 Reynolds Road in Glasgow. And you can find Buttercup Lane Gifts on Facebook and Instagram. And I believe they are also on TikTok. So. Okay. Adding TikTok to the social media.
Are you a TikToker?
I occasionally watch TikTok. I don't post a lot on TikTok. Are you?
I went on like a streak where I was posting a lot, and then I don't care. I don't really have time to do that. Mm-hmm. Or I'm not creative enough. Mm-hmm. My brain isn't being that creative right now. But my TikTok is full of, like, Blackstone recipes. Mm. Cooking stuff on the Blackstone.
So what have you made lately?
Me and Berkeley made hamburgers yesterday.
Nice.
And they were delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Do you do breakfast on Blackstone?
Yeah, I did that a couple weeks ago when I had the kids. Made pancakes, eggs, bacon. Kind of showed out a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm not a guy that cooks. If it's not air fryable, probably not making it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've kind of gotten into the swing of it. I like watching it, and then, you know, payday, I'll go buy some groceries and make something. So it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's my TikTok feed is just eat up with recipe after recipe after recipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Blackstone's really good. We have a grill that has a Blackstone with it,
yeah.
So you can set it on top of the grill and be able to use it. That's, I don't think Kyle's used it yet, though.
Has like a griddle attachment?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he said, I'll go make breakfast one morning. Well, he's not done that yet.
Yeah, it's about good intentions. You know?
It is, and he will one of these mornings. He did... Yesterday for lunch, grilled me some turkey burgers. So right. I have turkey burgers to eat on this week, which I love.
There you go. Burgers on the Blackstone is amazing.
Yeah. So good. Such good stuff.
Yep.
All right. 270-651-3000 is the number to call. And Wade is in this morning from the Boys and Girls Club. So it is Boys and Girls Club week.
Yep. It's BGC week.
Yes.
So it's a nationally recognized week. Just to bring attention to what the Boys and Girls Club is all about and kind of some neat things that we do and stuff like that. So not just here in Glasgow, it's nationwide this week.
Yeah, so you guys have different things planned?
We have different themes planned for the kids this week and the staff. Of course, I'm not the best at participating. It's pajama day today.
Okay.
So in honor of pajama day, I went with the idea of my pajamas, t-shirt and shorts.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to wear khaki shorts to bed, but
right.
I'm also not going to wear the shorts that I wear to bed to work.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
Tomorrow's rainbow day.
Mm-hmm.
Disney day is Wednesday. And then Decades Day is Thursday. I'm looking forward to that, Decades Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday is just Color Day. Like all the same color.
I like that.
I can probably pull off blue from head to toe. In fact, I know I can. I'll probably do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you all post some pictures of that. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Should be fun. We're going to have some water days this week. You know, we have little inflatable
mm-hmm.
water slides and stuff, and then inflatable pools, sprinklers, and stuff like that. If you drive down Columbia Avenue, we try to do this once a week. We did it last Friday. I think tomorrow's that day, too. So, should be a lot of fun. It's always fun during the theme week to see the kids kind of show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
That's always, yeah.
Exciting stuff.
Exciting. Very exciting. All right. You can call us up this morning, 270-651-3000. 651-3000. We'll talk about Fuller Life Counseling Partners. And June is actually Men's Mental Health Month. We should have had Chad in here this morning.
Yeah. Should have. Shout out to Chad.
Yeah. Morning. Just to talk about mental health, but
hope that
yeah.
Wendy's honey butter chicken biscuits doing you well this morning.
Oh, is that what he had for breakfast?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's on a diet. I'll have to give him a little credit. He's on a diet. So
good.
He may just have had his rotten banana that he eats every day.
Rotten banana?
He likes the black bananas. He likes when they get like dark.
Super ripe?
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I don't mind. Look, I'll put my banana in the refrigerator and it gets black on the outside, but it doesn't look bad on the inside. I just don't like it super.
It's too mushy.
It can't be mushy. No, no, not if you put it in the fridge.
Mm-mm-mm. I don't really do bananas anyway. I like bananas, but I just don't.
I like a good banana. Yeah, I do. But anyway, June is Mental Health Month. And June is Men's Mental Health Month, I should say. And, you know, guys, they have a tendency to be the...
Hold it in.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay. I'm fine. Nothing's wrong with me. But in this world where mental health is so important and guys don't always have to be so tough, it's okay to ask for help.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's okay to feel anxious or sad.
Yep.
It's okay to admit that you go to therapy.
100%.
There's nothing wrong with that. Feel vulnerable. Have you ever felt vulnerable?
I feel all those things every single day at some point or another.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, and I can be like extremely excited about everything else too.
Mm-hmm.
All on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a, it's definitely a grind for men out there that may be listening and struggle with that stuff. Find somebody that you can talk to and build those healthy, trustful, trusting relationships mm-hmm. that you can open up to,
mm-hmm.
whether that's a friend or, you know, a licensed therapist.
Yeah, yeah.
Licensed therapists is the way to go. They give objective opinions without bias of who you are or who you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's nothing. We should get away from the stigma that only crazy people go to therapy.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I totally agree.
Because we're all a little crazy.
We are.
Yeah.
At least a little bit.
Everybody. Everybody has tendencies.
You know, guys have a problem crying, too, sometimes.
Not me. I cry right now.
Some people.
Yeah,
some
no.
Some guys.
I,
they're like, they would not, you would not catch them.
No. It's a huge stigma that I feel like it's getting better.
I think so. I think it is.
But mm-hmm. there's still some work to be done on kind of getting away from the stigma of it's not macho to be any of those things.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's not macho to talk about your feelings, but that's really what you should.
Yeah.
You know, talking about your feelings.
It doesn't make you weak.
It does not. It doesn't matter what you're going through, what has happened in your life. You know, maybe you are in a job every single day. Does he not realize you're on the air?
I guess not.
Your job every single day that you see things that most people can't handle. And sometimes keeping those things in can be very traumatic and you need to talk to someone. And that's really, really important. Fuller Life Counseling, they do some amazing work. They have counselors and therapists that are there to help you and help you feel your best, help you live a fuller life. That is what it's all about. You know, living your best life. You don't want to walk through this life just feeling sad and alone and anxious all the time. I mean, yes, there are days that we do feel like that. But to feel like that every single day of your life, every day, all day, that's unhealthy. And you need to find someone who you can talk to and help you through that. Fuller Life Counseling Partners, they accept most insurance, and you can call them and talk with them a little bit about that. They offer substance abuse therapy or counseling. They also offer family therapy, individual counseling, couples counseling, all of these things they offer there at Fuller Life Counseling Partners. And Christy will be in on Wednesday to talk a little bit more about the things that they are seeing this time of year. You know, kids are at home. They're not in school, and there's a little bit of a downward trend, I guess, on counseling in the summer because they're out of their normal routine. And she said things really start picking back up in August. You know, they're back in school, and they're having to face things that they might not have to face as much in the summertime. So
it also kind of works the opposite, too. You know, the anxiety of going back to school and stuff. But for a lot of kids, I'm sure, you know, if they are at home during the summer, they kind of feel lonely. They don't get to see their friends every day like they do during the school year. So it kind of works both ways.
Yeah, it really does. It does. So Fuller Life Counseling Partners has several locations in Bowling Green, Glasgow, Scottsville, and in Litchfield. If you would like to make an appointment, you can do so by going online to Fuller Life Counseling Partners. I'm sorry, FullerLifeCounseling.org. That's FullerLifeCounseling.org. Or you can call 270-904-5104. That's 270-904-5104. And that's Fuller Life Counseling Partners. All right, 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. Do you have any needs that you want to discuss, Wade? Any needs at the club
there? We always are in need of bottled water. And if you happen to drive down Columbia Avenue Friday midday-ish and saw the water day that was going on, you probably saw all the kids chugging bottles of water, because when I got back, we had to pick the parking lot up because there was a bunch of water bottles out there. But we're always, that feels like a constant need, because we want, especially as hot as it is and has been for the past few days, like, we want to be able to keep our kids hydrated when they're outside playing and stuff like that. And so bottled water, water bottles.
Still need some of those.
Was a big push. Yeah. I think we've got every kid covered now.
Good.
But, you know how kids are. They lose those things, or they get broken and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I would say that bottled water is a huge, huge need right now. And Tabitha, if I'm leaving anything out, you can just text me and I'll shout that out there too. I know she's sitting in her car right now.
Listening.
Yeah. Waiting to go in here in about 6 minutes. So yeah, the kids are having a blast this summer. It feels like there's always excitement as soon as you walk through the doors at the club. So, a lot of laughter, a lot of excitement. I'll put it that way. But so they're having a blast.
How many kids are you guys serving each day during summer camp?
It teeters around 100, 110, somewhere in that vicinity. So yeah, there's a lot of excitement going on. So, so a handful of kids, about 14, 15 kids going on a field trip every day. So that, depending on what time you get there, depends on how many kids are there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's just a lot of cool stuff that's going on. We have, I don't know if you saw this, but Glasgow News 1 covered it. Will did. We have 14 girls that are interning with Med Center Health in Glasgow.
I was actually about to bring that up.
Yeah. It's a very, very cool thing. They go to work every day, Monday through Thursday, at 8 o'clock. And then about 2 o'clock, Savannah goes and picks them up. And you would think, well, they're teenagers, so you never know what you're going to get. But they walk through the door coming back from that excited. Mm-hmm. Like they just had the time of their life. So, giving that experience to young people to maybe push them or ignite a spark in their life to be what they want to be is something very cool that we're really proud of. It's a brand new initiative that we got the opportunity for through a workforce grant that we got through the state. So very excited about that. And they're having a blast doing it.
That is such great news. I was so happy to see that they were partnering with Med Center, that you were partnering with Med Center Health, and to give them that experience and that opportunity to see things and to possibly go into that line of work is a pretty cool thing.
Yep, 100%. And just like clockwork, Tabitha sent me a text. We would like to be able to give our kids popsicles. And you know which ones I'm talking about, like the Flavo Ice.
Oh, those.
The ones that are in the sleeve. So, popsicles, bottled water, okay. That type of stuff.
The perfect stuff for summertime.
Yep, hydration.
Mm-hmm. That's right, got to keep them hydrated.
That's right.
If you have any questions about anything, feel free to give us a call this morning, 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000 if you're just now tuning in. Wade with the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow Barron County is my co-host today, and we are talking about all things going on at the club with summer camp and needs and internships with Med Center Health. There's so many things that are going on that that benefit these children, and we have said this before, they are our future. They are going to be leaders in
our
community. They're learning so many things there at the Boys and Girls Club. And if you've never had any curiosity or if you've never really known what goes on there at the club, I highly encourage you to go and take a tour and talk with Wade or Mally or, you know, any of the club staff there that can really give you some insight as to what goes on there.
Yep.
Every single day. It has just gotten bigger and better every year since the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, you were on the board in the early days, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So since 2006 to now, the 19 years later.
Yeah.
Like, and just since I've been there, we've added new things and new possibilities and new programs and new exciting stuff to really give our kids kind of a leg up from what I had around when I was coming up as a kid.
So yeah.
It's something that I'm proud of. It's something that the whole club staff should be proud of. Not that I did anything with it, but it's something to take pride in, that the club is a part of our community.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And if you've never been by the facility, the campus there on Columbia Avenue, I highly encourage you to do so because it's so cool. Everything that they have there, you're just going to be amazed at how far the club has come along in the last several years.
Yep.
So, all right, 270-651-3000. At 651-3000, let's talk a little bit about Jesse Muse, realtor, auctioneer with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company, and he has several auctions coming up. In fact, there is, let's see here, there is one, okay, that one is, let's see, this is 23rd. Let me scroll on down here. I've gone to, let me refresh this page, rsmillsauctions.com. That's rsmillsauctions.com, and that's where you're going to find all of these auctions. Country Time Diner, turnkey restaurant there in Summershade. It is up for auction. This is an online-only auction. It's located at 2517 Summershade Road, of course, in Summershade. And that auction is going on through this Thursday, June 26th at 5:30. So they have everything that you need to own a restaurant. It's ready to go.
Is that Summershade Road?
That's what it says. Really? 2517 Summershade
Isn't
Road.
Isn't that just Burksville Road?
I think so.
Just a section of it, Summershade Road, I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, how cool is that? That you, if you ever wanted to get in the restaurant business,
yeah,
that this has everything that you need. You just go and...
Yeah, it has all the furniture, all the appliances. It has a brand new ventilation system that was installed last year. And, I mean, yeah.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Open up a restaurant.
You don't even like to cook, Wade.
I like the idea of it.
Yeah, well, it needs to be successful. I mean, here's the thing. You could own it.
Yeah.
You could own it and just have people that actually know what they're doing.
Me and Tabitha's the cook. Well, she's already inside. She's not even hearing me anymore. Never mind.
But, yeah, I mean, if that's a dream of yours to own a restaurant, Wade... You could go in and buy that and
sell bologna sandwiches.
There you go. Like back in the day.
Specialized deli sandwiches.
Oh my gosh. Those were the best. Wade used to live, well, I guess kind of still do, across from Garrett's Grocery there on Burksville Road.
Yeah. Oh man. When Miss Garrett was still alive, you know, I'd go in there and I was like, hey, will you make me a. And I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the perks of working there was like, you got 30 minutes for lunch, okay? But as long as you ate there and, you know, with the in the deli or whatever, you didn't have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little bag of chips, a canned drink, and a sandwich. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where I'd make my own sandwiches, and then Miss Garrett would fuss at me about how thick my sandwich was. It became a thing. Like, she told my mom, she told my dad, she told my grandma, like, I'm going to have to start charging him for these sandwiches. I mean, it would be... Like a half pound, like you go to Arby's and get the half.
Did you do bologna?
No, I did. No.
No, no.
Well, I say that like I hate bologna.
So good.
I love bologna. But like the ham. And okay, if if you remember Garrett's Grocery's ham.
Ham, yeah, it was good. You're right.
It's the best there ever was.
It was really good. Yeah.
Then they had this thing. They had a Cajun turkey. I got on a Cajun turkey kick, too. Mm. It's great. Slice your own cheese, too.
Yes. Great. So I can taste it right now. White bread with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Piece of that bologna. And it had the red around the bologna. You had to peel that red
off.
And cheese.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So good. Great. Here's the sad thing.
Fritos. Barbecue Fritos.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. If I made that today, it would not taste the same.
No.
Nothing does. Nothing tastes the same.
You have to go. There are still some of those little gas station places that do that. There's one in Monroe, can I? That you can go and get you a sandwich.
I will say there's one thing that still tastes the same. Baskin-Robbins ice cream. Specifically,
You were about to do an ad.
No.
31 flavors.
No, chocolate and peanut butter, because my sister and I, we had that a couple of weeks ago. We popped in, and I thought, I have not had...
Where's the Baskin-Robbins at?
Bowling Green.
Oh, you got to go all the way to... Oh, on the bypass.
Mm-hmm. I had not had it in forever, and she and I wanted some ice cream, so we went by there, and as I was eating it, I thought, you know, this tastes just like it did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because so many things do not taste the same because of the preservatives and the crap that's put in it.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
It's also went the other way.
Yes. Yeah.
The things that you loved as a kid now are like made better.
Mm-hmm.
And do not taste the same. They're not near as good. And like you just said, maybe they were fresh and now they're.
Yeah.
It's like that McDonald's thing where you can set it out for. Four years and it still looks.
Yep. Nope. Yep. So, you know, you just never really know. But anyway, Country Time Diner is up for auction.
It's up for auction.
Let's get back to it. Back to the business at hand. You can log on to rsmillsauctions.com and bid on that if you're interested. Again, that's an online only auction. Let's see. I know he has another one. Yes, there it is. So there is also an auction on Saturday, June 28th. This is the Larry Stevens Estate, located at 5849 Heisville Road in Glasgow. Commercial building, a building track, just under 8 acres. That will be sold in two separate tracks. Really nice piece of property. Jesse Muse, of course, is the auctioneer with that. And you can see more about that information and the tracks layouts when you log on to rsmillsauctions.com. So track one is about an acre and a half with the large commercial building, and track two is almost 6.5 acres. So you can contact Jesse for that as well, 270-670-9333. That's 670-9333.
Did you say that was in Heisville?
Yes. Well, actually, it's Glasgow, but it's on Heisville Road.
Oh, okay.
Yes, is what it says. And I know there's another one down through here somewhere. You just got to go over to rsmillsauctions.com. They have so many auctions right now. I'm trying to find. I think there was another one. There it is. Now, this is a gorgeous home with large kitchen and lot. This is in Smith's Grove. It's 8400 New Bowling Green Road. Beautiful home, about almost 1,600 square foot. Large lot, does have a detached building. And this will be an online-only auction as well that will start on Monday, July 7th, and run through Thursday, July 17th. So, again, all of these auctions and more can be found at rsmillsauctions.com. If you are looking to sell your property, whether it's commercial, your farm, your home, contact Jesse, and he will absolutely tell you that an auction is a great option. He would love to discuss the benefits of auctioning your property, and you will love working with Jesse. He's the best. He knows his stuff. So 270-670-9333 is his phone number. rsmillsauctions.com. His office is located on Happy Valley Road, there right across from Boutique Unique. Cannot miss it. The big green sign there just down from All in Bloom, that end of Happy Valley Road there. So, all right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. So these flamingos.
I was getting ready to say it. If you weren't going to say it,
I was.
You like practical jokes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how about this? This is going to be cheesy.
Okay.
How about a practical joke that raises awareness and benefits your. Never mind. Go ahead. Whatever you were going to say, let's roll with that.
I was just going to say these beautiful flamingos have been flying all over Glasgow and Barron County the last few weeks. And
we've had a lot of fun doing it. Mainly it's Tabitha and I, and again, she's already inside and not hearing me. But
yeah.
It's either her or myself that you may catch on your Ring camera, like putting flamingos in
your yard.
Just know it's for a good cause. If somebody, you know, if somebody's listening and sees me in their yard or Tabitha in their yard, just know that like a friend of yours has paid, has donated money to the Boys and Girls Club. And in turn of their donation, we put flamingos in whoever they choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In their yard.
Yes. Yes. So these flamingos, I mean, I know you all have done this the last few years, haven't you?
I think this is the second year that we've done it.
Oh, really? I was thinking there were more. Okay.
No, but it's really taken off this year, you know, thanks to some friends and board members and different people like that,
mm-hmm.
Ex-wives and book clubs. And
yes.
It's a lot of fun, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of fun seeing people post pictures of it on Facebook and be like, oh man, somebody's flocked me. And then, you know, they want to do it to their friends. It's just been a lot of fun. And it's a really affordable way to, one, kind of make your friends laugh. And at the same time, it's a really cute mm-hmm. thing. Like, they're not ugly flamingos. They're really pretty.
Yes, they are. Danielle Willie. Danielle, if you're listening, we've discussed, we want to get you some big plastic flamingos. Because, first of all, you see them a little bit better.
Yep.
And they're a lot more dramatic.
They,
we're going to make this happen before the summer is over. We're going to have new big pink flamingos.
Well, you know how I like drama.
I know.
I like being dramatic.
I know. So
I know there's a few people listening that know that I like being dramatic.
Well,
I'm dramatic every day.
I'm ready to flock somebody's house.
Let's do it.
I'm ready to.
Can we flock the courthouse? You think they'd get upset about that? Yeah, I think they'd get upset about that.
I don't know. I mean, we could probably do it. I mean, it's just to raise. They put flags and stuff out on the front yard and different things and signs. So maybe we could flock for the Boys and Girls Club. I don't know. We'll
look into that.
I want to really get somebody.
Yeah.
So,
it's fun. Mm-hmm. There's a little moment for me of like anxiety when I pull up somebody's house.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because I'm like, are they going to come out like screaming at me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to be like,
yeah.
I'm from the Boys and Girls Club. I'm harmless.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm just walking your yard. Somebody paid me to.
Hand them a flyer. Like, here you go.
So it's $10 per flamingo, okay? Or you can just do 100. I'm sorry. Yeah, you can do 100 flamingos. You can do 12 flamingos for $100. Why are you looking at me like that?
That's not how it goes. If you want to get it started, if you want to get like a chain started, yes.
Yeah, $10 per flamingo or $100 for 12 flamingos.
Yep.
Is that not right?
You got it.
Now.
You got it.
Now, if they've already landed in your yard,
yes.
you can pay $20 for an immediate removal of the flamingos, or you can rehome them for $15. You can rehome them to someone else for $15.
We have changed that a little bit. So
okay, well, no.
We have simplified it just a hair.
Okay.
So if you want to get it started,
okay.
It's $100, and we come and put 12 flamingos in whoever you decide's yard.
Okay.
And then from there, you can pay $20 to have them rehomed,
mm-hmm.
or you can pay an extra $5 for flocking insurance, where you don't get flocked again. Of course, we ignore that. Just so you know, I will come put flamingos in your yard again, Teo. I have no issue with it.
Has he been flocked?
Yeah, Kim.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they got flocked. Yeah, that's right. Has Erica been flocked?
Erica has not been flocked.
Erica's not been flocked. Don't you want to get flocked?
Every day I do. Flocking.
Do you know what we're talking about?
The flocking flamingos.
Yeah.
She says the flocking.
She got it.
The flocking flamingos.
It's actually not the correct terminology, I've found out. I found this out last year. But it sounds good.
What is it supposed to be?
Well, you know, there's no such thing as a flock of flamingos.
Oh, is there not?
No.
There's a flock of seagulls.
Yeah. Well, that's a group. let me Google it real quick.
A group
of flamingos. But flocking flamingos, it's a flamboyance, is what a group of flamingos is.
I mean, that's why we need the big ones.
Yeah, flamboyance.
Flamboyance of flamingos.
Yeah, flocking sounds better.
But I mean. Yeah.
And the flyer cracks me up. I don't know if it's on that one, but it says a trained, and it's underlined, professional will come and collect.
Oh, it doesn't say that on
okay.
There. I need to switch out that flyer then, don't I?
Yeah.
We've had that. It's on our community calendar. We've had that up for a little bit.
I didn't know that you.
Yeah, send me the new one. Okay, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Well, good morning, Wade.
Hey, good morning, James.
I would love to have my yard flocked, but you got to give me time to mow it. It's quite tall right now.
But even better. Even better.
You were on my list,
by the way.
The flamingos don't care about the yard.
I think they eat.
Chad.
I think birds eat grass, so you're good.
But that increases my mow time if I've got to mow around the flamingos. And once they're planted, I don't want to move them. It might disturb them.
They're just there for 24 hours.
Yeah, they'll just be there for 24
Unless
hours.
Unless I do you on a Friday and then they're there the
all weekend. But you can do what one other flocker did. She actually removed them and they bounced around the neighborhood to raise even more money until they came back to pick those up. So if that happens on a Friday, Chad, you're just going to have to be responsible for
on you at that
flocking
point.
Your own neighborhood to raise more money.
I don't know that I have any more time to do that. I've already got too many irons in the fire. Just don't flock me on a Friday.
Chad, it's for the children.
It's for the children, Chad.
I know, but just don't flock children me on that Friday.
He said, just don't flock me on Friday.
Children you'll see this afternoon.
I know for sure I'm going to get flocked today now that I said that, or Friday, one of the two. Right. I'm not really sure with Wade yet.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Depends on.
We may wait for the big flamingos for Chad.
He would like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would like that. I'd take a picture with it. That's something that I would do 100%.
I could see it. Well, if I dip out this afternoon while you're there with the kids, just know.
Then you'll know.
Just
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've also been nominated for another job today I just haven't told you about. I'll tell you about it after Shop Local.
Oh, all right.
Well,
Chad, thanks for calling in this morning, my friend.
Good talking to you all.
You too.
Hopefully I'll be flocked soon.
Okay, you will.
you will.
Just hang tight. Your turn is coming.
See you guys.
Bye.
You.
All right, 270-651-3000. If you want to flock someone, call the club.
270-629-3871. Teamwork right there.
That's right.
There are actually two flyers, so you're good. That's the one that just telling people what it is. And then there's another one that I put out, or Tabitha or I put out on people's doorstep.
Okay.
Explaining what it is and what their next step is.
Okay. I gotcha.
I'm anxious to know what I've been nominated for today.
Ooh.
That Chad has nominated me for.
There is no telling.
No telling.
All right, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. We would love to hear from you this morning. If you'd like to call in and chat with us, if you would like to flock someone, make sure you call the club.
Yeah, call the club, or, you know, if you have my number, you can just call me.
Yeah, or you can text me. We will make it happen.
Out.
We will make it happen. That is for sure. So, Barron County Fair gets started this week. Of course, I think they had the big, was it? Demolition Derby
on Saturday night,
and then I think they had some pageants yesterday. I think at the Barron County High School Auditorium, and things kick off.
They do it at the auditorium.
Well, they do now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do now, just because it's so hot and.
Oh yeah, that makes it.
Yeah, I mean the building has air conditioning, but you know, you come out on stage, it's just it just made it a little bit easier.
Gotcha.
Of course, truck and tractor pull is this week, and the rides.
Here we go. Here's the calendar of events.
There we go. So what is going on tonight?
So all the pageants were yesterday. Tonight, they have the rides, of course. At 7:30, they have a bullwhip rodeo.
Whatch.
Not sure what that is, but that'd be cool. And then also at 6 o'clock tonight, they have catfish wrangling.
Have you ever wrangled a catfish?
I have not. I've ate a catfish.
Have you watched them wrangle a catfish?
I've seen people noodle for catfish.
But this is entertaining.
What is
okay,
the wrangling?
Okay, so they have like, I don't know what this thing is called. It's a big round, it's probably, I mean, as big around as half this room, okay. Roughly. And it's muddy, milky looking water, and there's a catfish, okay?
Just one?
There's one. I think there's just one. And then there's two people in there, and they're down, and they're trying to grab, they're trying to
get a hold
capture,
of it.
They're trying to wrangle that catfish. It's hilarious because they think they've got it, and that thing will slip right out of their hands.
I bet that is entertaining.
It's very entertaining.
Nice. What is today?
Monday.
Today's Monday.
It is. All day long.
I'm sorry. Catfish wrangling and a bullwhip rodeo is tomorrow. There's nothing for tonight. I guess it's just rides and stuff.
Okay. That's tomorrow night then.
Sorry, tomorrow night. For those of you, I got your hopes up to wrangle a catfish.
Just wait till tomorrow.
Just got to wait 24 more hours, buddy. Cornhole tournament on Wednesday and the youth ATV rodeo.
Okay.
And then the open ATV rodeo on Thursday, along with, wait for it now, UCW wrestling.
Ooh.
So that should be cool.
Ooh, yeah.
Friday they have a floral hall, mm-hmm. Open floral hall. Mm-hmm. That's at the Barron County Extension office at 9 a.m. And then the truck and tractor pool is also Friday night at 7.
Okay. It's a full week of activities there at Temple Hill Fairgrounds. Fairgrounds. Temple Hill Fairgrounds. Yeah. 71st annual Barron County Fair.
Yeah. Friday and Saturday is the truck and tractor pool.
Oh, two nights.
And then they have a pedal pool at 5 o'clock Saturday. I'm not sure what the pedal pool is. Maybe like a pedaled tractor,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of fun out there in Temple Hill.
Lots of hard work. I mean, the Temple Hill Lions Club, they do...
That's a big deal.
A lot of work for those in need here in our community, and that's a big fundraiser, and a lot of folks come out for that.
Yep.
Love the rides and the different activities that they have going on, so if that's something that you love to do, make sure you are a part of that at Temple Hill Lions Club, the fairgrounds there.
So now the fair is June and July.
Into July, yeah.
They take that week off of the 4th and restarts the 10th?
Yeah, I'm not sure what they do the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Well, I just saw it in there. I just don't remember.
Yeah, but you can, if you see these Barron County Fair booklets around town, you can grab one of those, and that will tell you everything that you need to know about the Barron County Fair for sure. So
pretty neat.
All right, let's talk Habitat for Humanity Restore, and Tambra and Haley will be in with us on Friday, and they have so many really cool items that have been donated, and you can go in and shop. Of course, they are closed on Monday, but you can shop Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4, and they have vintage items, antique items. They have dishes. They have Tupperware starting at $1. They've got a whole shelving full of Tupperware, it looks like. They have, ooh, that's a new door. Huh. I like that door. I wonder if that would fit my front door. Solid wood. I don't know if that's an exterior door or an interior door. If that's an exterior door, I would like to have that. That's beautiful. $100. Solid wood, 36 inch. It's very nice. I cannot believe this thing is not sold. It is a 6-person party float. It inflates. Check this out.
Yeah, let me see this.
How fun is that?
That is cool.
It is cool.
You should just get that.
Where am I going to put it?
I don't know. Your backyard?
Why? I don't have cool. any water in my backyard.
It's $60. That's $10 a person that can fit on this thing.
Yeah.
About 12 feet, it says. It's about 12 feet, I guess, in diameter.
I could get it for the lake this weekend.
You could. $60. Be worth it.
Yeah, I may have to get that. Yeah. I've forgotten about it. I was actually going to get it the last time they were talking about it. And I may just call and get that. That looks really cool. I mean, I could lay out on that thing, get me some sun, nice cold drink in my hand. That's, I think I'm gonna go get that.
Yeah, go get it.
I think I'm gonna go get it. But they have a lot of other things as well. You pop into their Facebook page and they have posted so many really cool things. I don't even know what that is. I mean, these things, you just got to go in and look at them and see everything. You can donate, you can shop, you can volunteer. They always take volunteers there at the Habitat for Humanity Restore. And all the money raised through the Restore goes back into building homes for those in need here in our community. And these families have been so grateful to receive a Habitat home.
Oh, yeah.
And have a safe place for their family and enough space for their family, you know. In some instances, they're living in overcrowdedness. They're living in an area that they just don't have any room to do anything.
Yeah.
So these homes are a godsend for these families, and they're very grateful for
them. It's a very cool concept to raise money for that program, to have the Restore. It's mm-hmm. a very, very noble thing that the Habitat for Humanity and even this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very neat... very neat. It's very needed.
Yes.
In our community.
And I will let you know that these homes, they're not given to the families. They are sold at cost. There is no interest charged. And the family must be able to afford the taxes, insurance, utilities, and of course the upkeep of their home. But if you would like to find out a little bit more, oh, and I cannot forget the paint that they have there, which is incredible. I love yeah. their paint.
They've got always got a bunch of it, too.
Yes. And a lot of different colors as well. Yep. So if you're looking for paint, this is really good paint. It's a recycled paint, and they have all the supplies that you need mm-hmm. to paint as well. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for all of that. So stop in and see them on West Main Street. That is right across from Kuzma Family Dentistry, the Shell Station there. There's a mural on the side of the building. It's bright green and blue. So
yellow.
Mm-mm. The front of the building is blue and green.
Yeah,
that's the habitat
the
colors. The mural has different colors okay, in it. Okay. Yeah, it has different colors.
It's like a yellow and red.
Yellow and a little orange. And yeah. Yeah. But the actual building itself is red and
one would even
is red, is blue and green.
Yeah. One would even say chartreuse.
Yes.
I don't know the difference between chartreuse and yellow, apparently. But
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
Okay, but that's where they're located, and you can follow them on Facebook as well. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4, and the phone number is 270-629-5775. That's 629-5775. All right, Wade, we are going to begin wrapping up the hour.
Okay.
So, anything...
Yeah, you like flamingos. I like flamingos.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to play a little practical joke on your friends and donate a little money to a good cause, you can call us at 270-629-3871. Give us an address, preferably one where they won't be upset about it, that they'll get a kick out of it. And either myself or another staff will go to that address mm-hmm. and stick some flamingos in their yard and give them a flyer
mm-hmm.
about what that's all about.
Yes, I love it.
Also, keep in mind that it's Boys and Girls Club Week.
Yes, it is.
So, raising awareness. And what better way to raise awareness?
Than to flock somebody.
Yep. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
100%. All right, so summer camp is going on, and what is the phone number there at the club?
270-629-3871. Wait. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30.
Thank you very much for being here this morning.
Always enjoy it. Thank you, ma'am.
Always have a great time. Learning more about the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow, Berrien County. Stay cool today.
I'm always cool.
Yes. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow, Berrien County, Buttercup Lane Gifts. Wellness Wednesday is presented by Fuller Life Counseling Partners, Jesse Muse Realtor and Auctioneer with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company, and the Habitat for Humanity Restore. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
Here we go. 103.7 WHHT, Cave City, Glasgow. We're bringing country's hottest hits to your town in WHHT Country.